All right, we are starting the second half. Lafayette playing the goal to the left with the basketball. Bird, the freshman point guard, works it right wing, drives inside, dumps it off to baseline to Neal. Neal pulls it back out. Inside to Bird, kick out. Dotson, three ball. That one's good. And guess what? No one was around defending her either. So that's five trays that they have made that no one has defended her, has defended. And it's now a nine-point lead. Chillicothe needs to play better defense in this humble reporter's opinion who knows absolutely nothing about basketball. Jones up top, right side, Carson Keithley. Parkey on the line, long-range deuce not there. Nice job boxing out for the rebound by Azell. Down court, Book, baseline left, feed into Dotson, kicks it out to Bird. Bird drives through the paint, no one defends her, an easy layup for Bird. So Chillicothe, I thought maybe they play some better defense coming out of the locker room, but no, it's now down by 11, and Chillicothe, if they keep this up, is going to be done with this game in a couple of minutes of playing time. Baseline, long-range deuce, and there's one from Haley Jones. A nice jumper from about 12 away, baseline left. That's one we needed. Need a little something to boost the girls up. Bird across the timeline. Left side to Book. Baseline to Azell. Up top to Neal. Feed inside. There's a block by Chillicothe. Haley Jones with a block on Sydney Azell. Down court bucket. Clamp it. And I think Lafayette just stepped over the line. I think that's a make-good call from a couple of St. Joe calls we received in the first quarter. We got one going our way that time. Back-to-back buckets for Chillicothe, and the ball with another chance. Feed in right through Clampett's hands, and we missed that opportunity right there. Bird will bring it across the timeline. It was a quick hitter inbounds pass. It went right through Clampett's fingertips. These things happen. Azell, feed inside, loose basketball, picked up. I think Haley Jones got a hand on it, and Carson Keithley controls it. Down court, right wing, Hannah Jones. Hands it to Keithley, right side, blocking foul on the freshman Bird. That's Trey Bird's first foul. Timeout, Lafayette. We'll be back after this 30-second break on KCHI. 5:43 left to play in the third quarter. Lafayette 26, Chillicothe 19. Chillicothe gave up a 5-0 run to start this quarter, and they're trying to battle back from that. Keithley, baseline right, inbounds it in the corner to Hannah Jones, up top to Parkey. Clampett left wing, looks it over the floor in the situation, dribbles once, pulls up her dribble, gets it to Hannah Jones, high on the left side, slow developing, nothing happened there. Right side, Keithley. Over to Clampett, sees a three ball wide open, can't hit that one. Nice rebound by Parkey, and then a foul. She was bumped by Azell. Azell's second one. Chillicothe's ball once again. Second team foul. Second foul on Azell. Clampett receives the pass in the corner. Goes out to Keithley. Up top to Jones. Keithley fell just as in time, just as she got rid of the basketball. No traveling call. Nicely done. Clampett drives inside. Shoots over Dotson. Comes up short. Dotson with an easy rebound. Possibly an ill-advised shot there. Keithley trying for the steal back court. Almost had it, but ran out of lumber before she could haul it in. Good hustle by Carson Keithley. 5:02 left in the third. Still a seven-point lead for Lafayette. They have the basketball looking to build on that. Bird up top. Left side to Book. Up top to Neal. Bird wants the ball. Says, give me the rock. Works it on the right wing. Back up top to Neal. Left wing to Book. Cross court to Azell. Back over to Book. Chillicothe a little bit better defense this possession. Bird spins, traveling. Saw it from up here. And for once, the officials agreed with me. That doesn't happen very often. So Chillicothe looking to capitalize off the turnover. They're down by 7 midway through the third quarter. Extremely low-scoring game once again for Chillicothe. 26-19. Lady Hornets down by 7 midway through the third. Clampett goes over to Keithley, right side. Give inside to Haley Jones and a holding call on Bird, the point guard. Bird, Book, and Azell all with two. Haley Jones with two for Chillicothe. Third team foul. Chillicothe yet to be whistled. Knock on wood. They get it into Clampett on the inbounds play. Puts it up in traffic. Count the bucket and one. There's a Whitney Clampett I've been looking for. She has 7. That was a vintage Clampett play. Take it right to the crowd. Float it up and in and draw the foul. And that's the first foul on Amber Neal. Clampett, one look at the line. Goes through her routine. That one, noisy, but it drops in, and that's all that counts. Clampett with a three-point play, and Chillicothe's now gone from 11 to just a four-point deficit. Nice little run for Chillicothe. 4 minutes left in the third, 26-22. Can you keep up the defensive pressure? They hand it off to underneath to Neal. Neal misses it, but she was fouled. Is that going to be on Clampett? Who's that going to be on? No, it's on Haley Jones. She'll come out after this first free throw in favor of Leatherman. First team foul. And first one is in for Amber Neal. That snaps that 7-0 run. Maggie Leatherman now in the game. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Makes that one too. Two good-looking free throws by Amber Neal. Left side, Whitney Clampett. Almost had it stolen. Lobs it to Parkey. Kick out to Hannah Jones. She shut down from the tray. Has to back it back out. Good defense by Lafayette. They hustled back in time. Chillicothe has to set it up again. Clampett over to Jones, left wing. Jones, three ball. Hannah Jones, no. Leatherman with a rebound. Up strong, no. So two opportunities, no points. And Lafayette with the ball brings it down court. Leading 28-22, 3:15 left in the third. Still a lot of ground to be made up by Chillicothe. Got it from 11-4. Now it is back to 6. Could be 8 here in a moment. Bird, no again. Chillicothe's having complete breakdowns on defense. Complete breakdowns on defense. And that was a foul on Maggie Leatherman, who's trying to hustle back because the low post shooter was undefended. DJ Weston misses her first one. First trip to the line for Weston. Still a 6-point ball game for Lafayette. Chillicothe's only led once by 1 point for a couple of seconds. Weston makes one out of two. Back to a 7-point lead now, 29-22, under 3 minutes left in the third. Keithley over to Parkey, left wing. Up top to Leatherman, right side to Jones. Feed to Clampett. Clampett draws the crowd, kicks it back out to Jones. Up top, Keithley thinks about a tray, shovels it over to Jones, right wing. Up top to Parkey. Keithley, left wing, trying to run the offense. Back high post, Leatherman kicks it out to Keithley, baseline right. Keithley fires it to no man's land, and Hannah Jones saves it from going out of bounds right into Lafayette's fingertips. Extremely sloppy play by everyone right there. Book works it left wing. Up top to Bird, 2:19 left in the third. Lafayette pulling away again from Chillicothe, 29-22. We need to stop in some points here. Time for some magic to happen. And what do we get? A reach-in foul on Clampett. That's her first. Micah Clark checks in. Third team foul. And someone's got to come out. Keithley comes out. Tells Micah to stay on Maddie Book on defense. Bird up top. Pass left wing stolen by Clampett. Two on one. Clampett to Hannah Jones. Puts it up. Count the bucket and one. Nice steal by Clampett. Nice two-on-one break. Clampett and Hannah Jones. Jones with the bucket. And gets the free throw opportunity. 29-24. Chillicothe down by five. That's the third foul on point guard Bird. Jones, can she do it at the line? Makes it, yes. Back down to a four-point ball game now with a minute 55 left to play. Can we keep it going? Bird across the timeline, playing with three fouls. She's their point guard. Almost stolen. Still a loose basketball. Everyone's fighting for it. Ball falls into Leatherman's hands to Clampett down court. Clampett weaves her way through traffic and scores. I thought maybe it was going to be a traveling call, but they said no. Let her play on. It's a two-point ball game. Minute 31 left to play in the third quarter. 29-27 Lafayette. Bird shovels it over to Book, left wing. Almost loses it. She does keep it under control, though. Up top to the dangerous Amber Neal. Hands it up top to Bird. Back to Neal, right wing. Drives the baseline. Shut it down, but scores anyway. Amber Neal. Parkey didn't get a hand up to try and contest the shot, and Neal just popped it in. She's the wild card here. She wouldn't talk at all about her, and she's been the difference in the game. She's got 10 points. Inside, Leatherman puts it on the floor once. Maggie Leatherman goes to the line to shoot two. That's a foul on DJ Weston. Gave her a hip check into the boards. Sixth team foul. Weston's second, so Chillicothe just three marks against him. The Lady Irish with six. Leatherman, first one off the back of the iron. Maggie's still looking for her first point tonight. It's a big opportunity here. Lafayette 31, Chillicothe 27, under a minute left in the third quarter. Leatherman, second shot, and that one off the front of the rim. Rebound, Amber Neal. Across the timeline, Bird will milk it down to about 10 to 15 seconds. We're at 37 right now. Jones comes up a little bit. Contester. They go over to Neal, right wing. She's wide open, decides not to shoot, thankfully for Chillicothe. Up top to Bird. Back to Neal. Again, no one on her on the right wing. Dribbles out up top. 19 seconds. Bird now on the sideline. To Neal, traveling. Or no, her heel was on the out-of-bounds line. Oh, it's going to be a travel. Thought she shuffled her feet, but they said no, her heel was on the out-of-bounds line. So Chillicothe catches a break here. Big opportunity with 15 and a half seconds left in the third quarter. And it'll be Chillicothe's ball to start the fourth, I believe. Jones will cross the timeline with 11 seconds left. Hannah Jones gives it to Leatherman. Kicks it back out to Jones with six. Jones drives inside, leaves it for Clampett, right wing tray, off the rim, didn't get it to fall. Missed opportunity. Wow, that would have been huge if we could have done something there, but we didn't. After three, 31-27, Chillicothe down by four. Fourth quarter next on KCHI.